It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And Willard and Dibs in the house. It is the crossover.
And Dibs is back.
Yeah, what's up, boys?
Pocket's got the mumps.
Yes, unfortunately, Pocket's are like abundant life. Yeah, down about 25 pounds, unfortunately. Couple of bad ones out there. Couple of just bad bets and some bad beats. But, you know, you rise, you fall. You ride the wave, and then you come home, and you look in the wallet, and it's like, ah, man.
There you go.
Yeah, boy.
Willard, that's your partner, Will.
That is my partner. And of all the text messages that our thread got throughout his my favorite might have been.
I can only imagine.
Well, once we got to the end of all of it, because it's like any Vegas trip. It's got a very steep climb that goes very quick.
Mm.
It's like an airplane. What's the airport? Maybe it might be Vegas. No, is it?
McCarran.
Nice. No, that's the name of the airport.
Yeah.
Well, what are you talking about?
What'd you want? Well, I think it's Denver that has the very steep.
Stapleton.
No, San Diego for sure.
Steep incline.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
steep,
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Denver's airport is actually in Nebraska.
Yeah,
that's true. Oh, no, it's not close.
You ever been there?
I've been there.
It's at least an hour outside of town.
It's minimum.
Like in Cheyenne.
Thank you.
San Diego. You're coming right into the city. You're right.
Yeah.
It feels like you landed downtown.
Anyway, the point is, the arc of a Vegas trip, right?
The end, right.
I mean, he was lit 4 hours after he touched on the ground.
Don't talk about that.
But then...
I let it fly.
Not ashamed. The end of the trip is equally steep, and it comes down hard. And so, anyway, was it Friday night, the late game, that Oregon and Liberty were about to get together? And, of course, our own Mark Grandy,
Oregon grad,
he was ready to run. And Dibs just hit him with the system says, take Liberty.
Oh, yeah. I was on it like four different ways.
Yeah, and obviously Grandy, none too pleased. By the time I saw the text, Oregon was already up by 1,000 points.
At least.
A thousand points.
It blew out everything.
We couldn't hit a three.
Damn, things are rough out there.
And you watch the game live, and you're thinking, all right, you know, Liberty's really good at shooting the three. And they had probably five or six early open looks, and they missed them all.
Yeah.
And you look at the graphic, and they're down, whatever, 15 or 16. And, you know, you go to live bet it, and it's like Liberty plus 16 and a half. It's like, well, they're bound to hit a three. They're 2 for 14. This can't continue. It continues. Yeah, and they lost.
I don't even know
what they lost by. Good. That was one of those classic. Like, if I would have had the remote in the sports book, I'd have turned it off.
Can you two or three help me?
Because
he's trying to help me since I've been
here. I hope so.
So I'm Cheech and Chong high on the Warriors and the possibilities of this season and where they can go. And Jimmy Butler, we can't argue what he's brought. Remember, we said the answer's not in the building. But Willard, I watched the game Saturday, and I'm getting big-headed in regard to they're the Warriors, it's Atlanta, no Steph, we still should handle this. I say all that to say I am concerned moving forward here with the paint protection that we have defensively. I feel like now, even with Jimmy and Dre, the resistance is less and less each game. They can turn around tomorrow, start tomorrow, but I am getting concerned that moving forward, that might be the death of us whenever that does happen.
I think it's a fair concern. By the way, I did not think they were going to win that game Saturday.
No?
No, that thing set up so, so badly for them from an emotional and physical standpoint. You kind of get to the end of the homestand. You're proud of what you did. Now you lose Steph Curry, and you've got to hit the road with some confusion. And then you're going up against a team. Atlanta's a weird team. You have to outscore them. They score really, really well. And the Warriors without Steph Curry, they lose their dynamic flavor. And so the pace is everything, and you could see it 2 minutes
in. They played no D.
No.
Atlanta shot 57% again from the field.
I think the extension of your question is the same one that I was asking last week, is do you have the stamina for this? Like Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green, they'll they'll tighten up in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but wow.
But like,
good teams might be so further down when you tighten up, it's too late.
That's the point I was making about Steph at the beginning of the week. We love everything they're doing. Do you have the physical wherewithal to do this every night the rest of the way? I got questions.
Yeah, that's half of my concern is they are going to have to. Here's the other thing I was thinking, and I brought this up, not that we have to get ahead of ourselves, but the playoffs, if they theoretically make a run to the finals, any team makes a run to the finals, that's like 25 games. Let's say 4-6-game series. And I don't, it's hard to imagine the Warriors are going to, sweep series. 25 games in a row is a lot. They may have to load manage in the postseason.
Wow.
I'm telling you, that's 25 straight games, especially if they're coming every other day after, the second round. And they will have pushed to get to where they are in the postseason. I'm just agreeing with Mark. I think this gauntlet of making a big run, we're not giving it the due that it deserves with a Warriors team that's got some veterans who are up there and some young players who still are figuring out their playoff personalities.
Yeah, and part of the gauntlet is that Draymond Green wants to play 8 of the last 11 for sure to get to 65. That way he can maybe be DPOY. And so I wonder how much he's going to exert on that end, to try to make sure that he plays great defense and has some highlights. That way he can, get 65 and be DPOY. And I do think you look at Steph and he hopefully will be back tomorrow. We don't know. He practiced today, and it looks like he's trending in the right direction. I think, Mark, you believe that he will play tomorrow,
feels that way.
Feels,
I don't know.
It's great.
Steve Kerr in an hour.
Yep.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah.
Early. Okay.
Yeah. Sweet. We'll ask.
Yeah. Yep. Did you see Slater's piece in The Athletic about it?
Yep.
And we were having some fun with it. Jimmy Butler said nothing bad. FOE, Mark. Family over everything. But when you hear a guy or a gal talk about them using a card that a lot of people don't have access to, the juice card, it just reads different. So I'm telling Steiny, he misses his kids. He got traded. But when you say, hey, Steiny, I told Kerr I was leaving. And what, anybody going to stop me? It's just kind of like, it's interesting. Nothing bad. I ain't making nothing up. He did nothing wrong. But it's like Jimmy walks to his own drum.
Or maybe the Warriors walk to their own drum. I mean, Jimmy says that that's what he loves so much about the Warriors is that if you're a veteran and you look them in the eye and say, I need to go do this today, they go, fine, we got you. And actually, I'm a big believer in that in life. You can get away with all kinds of stuff if you earn it first. You earn it first. I hate, we did this. Didn't we talk about this a little bit last week? I can't stand it when people are going to treat everybody the same. No, you don't.
Oh, wow.
No, you don't. Some people earn... Like, the comp I give, and Dibs and I have talked about this a lot,
when I'm grading papers for those classes I teach, if you're at 89.4%,
right,
and you hit me with a, or if you hit me the day of an assignment and that's due, and you're like, look, here's what's going on, some stuff's going down, I need an extra 24 hours. If you're an A student, dude, you got it. Wow. You got it. If you're a C-minus student, GTFOH.
Yeah.
I don't believe you. I don't believe what you're telling me. I think you're lying to me because you've missed all of your other assignments. So, right, Jimmy, the veterans, if you earn it, then you get that. Go do what you need to do. I like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to look at the. I'm looking up the quote right now.
Yeah,
I'm not
Danny,
ignoring
I'm
you guys.
To get yours on,
but
like he didn't say anything wrong. But when you say to the masses, "I was going regardless," it's like you didn't have to say that part, even though you would have did it. But it's almost like, well, what if they would have said, "Hey, Willer, we need you. You can't do that."
He
then it
gone.
Gets combusted.
Right.
I mean, and that's like when you said it's not bad. Well, it's not good either. Like if, and I get it, Butler's his own man, Dibs, but that was the one that hit me when Slater said, well, were you a little concerned about what Steve Kerr's reaction would be? And he said, no, I would have gone anyway.
Right. I mean, like, and Steve Kerr told us that he had actually never met Jimmy before they actually signed him. They'd never met. So, you know, if you're Jimmy Butler and you're going to go anyway, you're figuring out where you're going to go. And so you're going to come here and they're going to deal with that because that's the way it goes in the NBA. Right. If you're a star player and he is, then you've got all the muscle. And, you know, he forced Pat Riley's hand. Think about that. And the Heat culture that we all want to revere. And he was able to, like, call them on the carpet. They suspended him, what, 3 times? And finally, indefinitely? And still they had to do what he wanted? That's a flex.
And what do you think this means?
That's a great word.
And I'll throw this to Willard, too. He quotes Butler, and he says, you know, then he goes, this is Slater's words. Butler makes it clear this wasn't a request. It was a courtesy alert.
Hmm.
Like, I don't know if Slater doesn't say that unless Butler says,
yeah.
Well, I was just telling him I was leaving one way or the other. Right, what do you mean? What if he would have said no?
Let me throw it to us here in the room.
Okay.
Okay?
Got you.
Something, and we've all had this. All four of us have had this in the last handful of months. Something comes up that you feel requires your presence that is family related. Okay. When you let the boss know, are you asking him or are you telling him?
Oh, you're asking.
See, I feel like I'm telling
him. It depends on how severe it is. It depends on the severity.
Well,
like,
but that's up to me, that's up to us.
Right.
If my family requires my presence, I am going to give you the courtesy of letting you know. And I'm also going to say, as I would hope, as my boss, our relationship is in a spot where you trust that if I'm saying I got to go, I got to go.
No doubt.
I don't want to answer questions about it either.
Wow.
I don't want, do you need to go? Wait a minute. Do you really? I wouldn't. You know me. I'm not leaving here unless I really need to go.
Yeah. And I'm being real. And it's happened, to, like you said, to all of us. And I'm like Dibs. I say what's going on and where I need to be predicated on. I'm assuming we're in a good place to where, you know, this is so serious. Mm-hmm. I don't have to follow up if you say,
exactly.
Hey, Dibs, we can't. You got what? That's never happened. And that's
right.
But I always have respect for the game and the job to know it could. But I would do a Jimmy if I were to be Norm for whatever reason. I'm getting to Norm, but I don't make the call. Saying it like that with that mustard on it, like, hey, Nahegan.
I should do a new team.
And that, I guess, Willard, when you said he earned it, had he earned it here?
Well, but he's Jimmy Butler.
Well, so he's earned it.
I mean, I would say.
Jimmy Butler, the larger company, is the NBA.
No, I'm just asking.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. I also feel like it's the first time he was Jimmy Butler.
See that?
Clearly they're okay with him doing some traveling by himself. I, you know, hey, if you can make it on the team playing dynamite, if not, that's not a big deal. But I do think, yeah, he just got here. Everything's going well. Hey, I got to get back to Miami, see my family. Steve Kerr's like, do it. Take care of your business. You know, we'll see what happens moving forward, next year, the year after. Is this a pattern? Does he... Yeah, it's the first time. Go ahead. Deal with your family. You just got traded. Right. That stinks. You had to move cross-country. Take care of it. We'll see you next week.
It just depends on how much he wants to leverage that. And, you know, if he wants to, hey, I got to get to OKC. My buddy from college is going to be there early. Or, you know, depends on how many times he wants to flex on that. But this one's easy. Like, I have to get back. My family, Miami, day early, whatever. Perfect. No problem. You go ahead and do it. But you start to allow that on a larger scale. It could be a slippery slope. But the beauty of this team is that you've got two other veterans who have been doing things a certain way. So I don't think that Jimmy wants to step out of that boundary right away.
And I got to be careful because this is not a demerit towards Jimmy, but there are people out there waiting for Jimmy to be Jimmy. And I'm like, he got paid. He loves where he's at, especially after what he just went through. I don't see that happening anytime soon. And I don't believe anything I read in the article, you know, merited where I'm going. But the other night after the Toronto game, they wanted him on the, now I got to be careful here, they wanted him to do the interview, and he just bonked out. Like, that's Jimmy being Jimmy. So I do wonder, like, had that conversation of him telling them, hey, I got to go see my kids,
well,
been differently, then that tells me the ingredients of combustibility is still there. But I sound like a hater because it's not there, Goose. So why are you talking like, well, what if it did? Because when you say, I didn't need clearance, I was doing it anyway, it's kind of like,
see, yeah, I that think,
the little bit of the Miami Jimmy.
Yeah,
I'm just,
see,
I'm
to
just
me,
saying.
That's exactly it. This is where reputation comes into play that I think is unfair. This is like a Draymond Green technical. If somebody else gets a technical, you're just like, oh, it's technical. But when Draymond gets a technical, it's like, we got to do 2 hours about this on the radio tomorrow because Draymond Green got a technical, and here comes Draymond being Draymond. You know who else didn't do interviews? When's the last time Andrew Wiggins came on this station? How many years was he here?
Yeah, quite a while.
Okay, he told the PR staff upon arrival, not into it. Okay, not into it. But we never said a word about that. Like, never would someone be like, Andrew's a diva.
Yeah, and he's done it. Jimmy has. But
yeah,
just this
but he's not a diva. The point is like, I'm not, if I'm the Warriors, I'm not bringing in accomplished players who are veterans and telling them, you now need to conform to all of the things that we want
like
you to
Miami
do.
Like Miami did. Ramona called him the Army almost. That was the greatest comp ever.
Yeah. 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 And I think he has a point where he's like, heat culture goes as far as you have good players. You have good players, it works. How's heat culture when you have a 10-game losing streak?
Man. Wig had 40.
Wigs.
Yeah.
He's good.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, Wig. He's good. He's good.
Yeah. Yes, I did the legal, Lucas. Thank you.
Lucas has it. He's got a...
The director is back. No. Did you run into Luke?
He's got mental block.
Did you go to Summerlin again, or were you in Vegas?
No, we were at Paris, which is right kind of diagonal from Caesars and the Cosmo. Good little sports book. A lot of fun. I met a group of young people from Texas Tech, which was pretty fun.
Red Raiders.
And the young man had Arkansas on the money line in that must have been Saturday's game.
Oh, he hit that.
Yeah, and he had a lot on it.
Right.
So it's pretty fun to see a young person like really sweating because I'm out there nickel diming it.
Right.
Shout out Billy Raftery, nickel dimer.
Well,
I'm out there just trying to move the chains, but this kid was elbows deep in the Razorbacks.
Wow.
And it was, Arkansas St. John's, which was the big matchup, Calipari and Patino. And score one for your guy, Calipari.
Yes.
And he's the second coach ever to bring four schools to a Sweet 16.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
that's an
four schools.
I'm trying to think of where he was before Kentucky.
UMass.
Okay.
Yeah.
I forgot he was Kentucky.
Yes.
Arkansas.
But between UMass and Kentucky, I believe there was a stop.
Yeah, I think you're right. And it had to be a
was
Big East school.
I think it was Memphis.
Memphis.
It was
Memphis. Great call.
Yes.
Yeah. Great call.
Yep.
That's who it was.
And then who's the other coach?
Let me Google, because I was at that point looking at the graphic. It was a one eye. I was probably in one eye mode.
Well, there's another coach who's taking four teams to the Sweet 16.
Let's see if you get it.
Scott.
I need a hint, but I think I It's Ooh. Somebody fairly recent.
I can give you the teams.
Okay.
And you can tell me if you can come up
I
with it.
I love this.
I know you do. It is, hold on, let me. Totally.
I'm not cheating either. It's not muscle, man, because you know that.
No,
that's not
enough.
This coach took four different schools to the Sweet 16.
My guy, Sonny. Coached in Kentucky, but it was two places before that.
Sonny?
Sonny
Vaccaro?
No, the black guy.
Sonny Liston.
The
black guy.
What am I thinking of?
Sonny
Sutton. Was it Sonny? No, maybe it wasn't Sonny.
It's Eddie Sutton.
No, that's not.
Is Eddie Sutton.
Oh, wow. I'm thinking
And he's a white guy.
That had to be who you're thinking of, Eddie.
You're thinking of Shaka Smart.
I'm thinking of the guy who coached at Kentucky.
I don't want to do the dip.
He followed up.
Eddie Sutton's not with us anymore, is he?
Eddie Sutton.
Light skin.
He's at USC. Yeah, that was his last stop. Eddie Sutton was Creighton, Arkansas, Kentucky, and, of course, Oklahoma State.
See, that's the Cowboys. A little before our time. At least some of us.
How's your bracket doing? Steiny?
Not very good.
Number one for KPIX. I'm 98. I got 98 points. He has 100.
Want to know who's number one at 95.7 the game?
Tell me.
That would be the lovely Christie.
I go, is this her?
Is it her?
Watch her win it. I go, is that our Christie? I go, yeah, she's in it.
She wrote her name as Christie soon to be Willard. You still had questions?
I need my readers. Yeah. I didn't see that part.
You do need your readers.
It wasn't
what
Sonny.
If she wins it?
It was Tubby.
Oh, Tubby Smith.
Tubby.
Yeah.
I would've.
The brother.
That was a good effort.
Or at least the black effort. Guy.
Brother. Yeah.
Because I've been meaning to mention this to you, Steiny, for a week or more, because we always talk about an old core of NBA players going on a run, and I look at the Bulls and their last title that they won in 1998. You had Rodman at 37. Jordan was 35. Harper, 34 and a half, and Scottie Pippen was almost 33. So that might be the closest comp to
I think it is.
What they're trying to do. And I know that this was number 6 of 6. And Steve Kerr, by the way, 2 days younger than Scottie Pippen, also 32, almost to be 33 in that run. But Rodman was 37, like a hard 37. And we forget about Ron Harper.
Yeah,
who was
Hollywood.
34 and a half in that team. And, you know, Michael Jordan, of course, was already 35 and a half. So as far as an older core, it has been done. They did benefit, though, from two things. One,
Jordan,
not as much depth in a conference. And they also had a best of five in the first round.
It's true.
So they went 3-0, 4-1, 4-3 over Indiana. And yes, and then they beat the Jazz in 6. So
now, go ahead.
That's the closest comp.
Steve Kerr's joining us at what time?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. 1 hour. Yeah. 1 hour.
So what did you make of Kuminga's night?
Don't ask him about Kuminga.
No, I am because
Steve Kerr.
You either hate him or love him, and I don't understand why we just can't have and we're trying to just a conversation about him. But 16 points and then 7 minutes in the second half.
Yeah,
just your thoughts on that.
Well, I really, really like the player. I like the pick. I like the player. But when you are at that spot, you've got to do more. You've got.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journal analysts break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
To rebound, you've got to defend, you've got to be more of a factor. It felt to me like Andrew Kowiggins a little bit, or Jonathan Kowiggins would have been better.
Just trying to cook.
He was just coasting. And in that third quarter, he was in there and he was just kind of floating. And you watch on defense, and I've watched the game back now twice. Yeah. I was in Vegas. I missed it. I recorded. I've watched it twice. Shout out Guru in the lab. So many possessions on defense. He's just standing there, arms by his side, watching. And you need to get in the mix. And I don't know if you know this, but he committed no fouls.
I told Stoddy that.
No fouls.
22 like, minutes.
How do you play 22 minutes in a game without Steph and against a team that is absolutely fricasseeing you? You're getting barbecued, and you can't even get in there and like get in the mix?
Can I go to your premise? You said, and I know you're just rolling through a setup. You either love him or hate him.
No, how people call in or act.
Shout out 50 Cent.
I hate it, Willard.
Hate him or love him. Stand it.
What do you call that?
I call it Kobe Shaq because I've been through that. We did this. This is what happened in L.A. You had to pick a side. Why do you have to pick a side?
That's all I've been trying to say.
Why does there have to be sides? In fact, I'd argue you're nuts if you're that intense on either side about Kuminga. There's no way you can hate him, and there's no way you can love everything about him. And
why are you looking at me?
No, I'm just you put your cut.
I like Kuminga. He's not ready. I like Kuminga. He's not ready to play a big role on a championship team.
Okay, he's going to get the opportunity. Will
is he?
I think that's where we're headed.
Why? Why does it have to be that way? That would be my only thing. My focus is not on Jonathan Kuminga. It's on the Warriors. And I'm confused that it seems difficult for some.
Because he's a part of the Warriors.
So are the people he's replacing. And I want the Warriors to win the game.
I'm with you.
That's it. So whoever's going to take them there, that's it. And I personally, I don't have any space right now for the development or the
anyone. But I'll leave you with this. I feel like they can't get to that plateau without him.
And I've been wanting to ask you this all week, and definitely all day. What's your evidence of that?
It's hope.
Okay.
That'll do
it. If you just give me that it's just...
Oh, there's no...
Shout out Arkansas,
so the
Bill
frustration?
Clinton.
I'm frustrated with what I'm...
There's no evidence of that.
And that's getting scary because time is ticking, and game one will be here.
Yeah. You are just
purposefully waiting to bring up Kuminga 208 to see how long we could keep you here.
Let me tell you,
212, Steve Kerr, 48 minutes.
I can't wait.
You have any questions for him?
Don't ask him about Kuminga.
Because there's really nothing to be. There's nothing.
Of course there is.
What?
Do you hate Kuminga?
Exactly. What happened to him Saturday second half?
Steve, we're really focused on the ninth man.
How about Jonathan?
How
about is he still considered a young player?
Oh, he definitely is.
Is he?
Oh my God!
How many other NBA players who are in year four did we talk about?
Look at Jermaine O'Neal's start of his career.
Okay,
like that's who I kind of compare him to.
And we spoke about him in year four like this.
But DMs, well, there are no others.
He didn't play for Portland.
I know.
It's a great one, but there are no others.
Kuminga has shown more in 4 years than Jermaine O'Neal did.
He's got more time too.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah,
no doubt.
I'm trying to figure out when someone's supposed to fly.
I'm
4 years.
I'm there
practicing every day with
this.
I'm there now.
I think that's very fair and valid.
I know he's 22.
I think it's another 5 years. I do.
For God's sake,
he was a project.
Yeah.
Right. But how long does the project
about four?
The due date is here,
and you're responsible for having the project further than it is. It's not just all on him.
Well, then. Don't draft the project onto a championship
team. Then you got to play him. I mean, you can't.
And he's going to continue, and he's been playing.
Right.
Except Saturday. I'm like,
a little bit.
He played 22 minutes.
Yeah. Willard, I didn't cry when he wasn't in there. Yep. It was just a thought like, okay.
Ooh, I got you. You're all the way to 214.
Jonathan Kuminga.
All right.
Good luck to you
on
95.7 the game.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.